I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Think back a quarter of a century or so. It's the late 1980s, and the Russians are deep at war in Afghanistan. But they're planning an exit, and they want to show that their decade-long intervention in Afghanistan wasn't all about destruction, that they'd also brought science, technology, and modernity to the country. So what did they do?
25 years ago, Ahad Momand flew into space and spent a week on the Russian space station Mir, 350 kilometers above the Earth.
That's from a new BBC documentary called The Spaceman of Afghanistan. It's about how the Russians sent an Afghan into space. I asked the documentary's producer, Jenny Norton, to tell us more about the astronaut, Ahad Momand.
He's a very nice, very self-effacing sort of chap. And I think when you come to meet people who've been in space, you often find that's the case, that cosmonauts tend to be very nice. Maybe some people would joke and say it's because you have to spend time in a very enclosed space with people that you've got to be easygoing in order to survive that kind of experience. Ahad was very young. He was only 29 when he went to space, and he'd qualified as a fighter pilot. He came from the countryside. He was born in Ghazni province, which is in central Afghanistan, brought up in a village, and he moved to the capital, to Kabul, when he was 16 to do his final years of high school.
I'm curious, you know, his origins in the countryside in Afghanistan, very different from, you know, Kabul and a space academy. How did his family react?
I think they were very proud of him, but to a certain extent, it was just a world which was completely beyond their understanding. And Ahad told us that when he was little, living in the countryside in Afghanistan, there was no street lighting in those days, so you had the most fantastic view of the sky at night. And he said he would often be out in the fields with his dad, looking at the stars and dreaming about maybe one day flying, going. In those days, there was no thought of going to space, but even being a pilot and somehow going to the stars. So it was obviously something that was made his mom incredibly proud. I mean, in the film, we found some archive footage of his mom being at the airport, meeting him when he'd come back from space and he'd flown back from Moscow to Kabul. And it was sort of very emotional, this old Afghan lady from a completely different world whose son had been somewhere that she could barely imagine herself.
Now, what's interesting is that through all the preparation that Ahad Momand goes through, there's also another Afghan that he trains with. And some of the tension is that it's not clear which one of them is going to go. I mean, some of the tension for Ahad at that time. Why did they have two Afghans training for it?
Well, it's common practice in space missions that you always have a backup crew. Because right up to the very last moment, almost to the point of takeoff, something can go wrong. Somebody might have a temperature or begin to feel a little bit ill and they decide to withdraw them. In Ahad's case, they hadn't decided which of the two would be the person who'd eventually fly. So both of them went through the training together. The person he trained with, who's called Mohammed Davron, was a colonel, so he was much higher rank in the Air Force. He was a few years older than Ahad. But the decision wasn't actually made until about 6 weeks before they were due to fly, when Davron was suddenly taken ill and had an appendicitis, and that really ruled him out of flying. As far as we can tell, they got on fine during their training and things, but it must have been very, very difficult for Davron to be the person who got so near but so far. And quite hard for him afterwards, because when Ahad landed, you know, he immediately became an overnight superstar. He came back to Afghanistan. They had a big parade for him in an open-top car. There were lots of people lining the route, waving flowers and things. Davron had to come along with all of that, being, again, the backup person.
Jenny, I also want you to just tell us what happened when Ahad was in space. There was sort of an Apollo 13 moment coming back, wasn't there?
That's right. They set off on their return flight, which should have taken them a couple of hours to get from the space station Mir that they were on to Earth. But there was a computer malfunction, which means that their engines stopped working and they were actually at risk of being stuck in space. So rather than coming down to Earth in a couple of hours, they had to stay trapped in space for 24 hours, doing another circuit around the Earth so that they could get back and have another go.
In very, very tight quarters, I should add.
Exactly. They were in this absolutely tiny space capsule, which when we went back to Moscow and we went to Star City, the training place, the training centre for cosmonauts, we all climbed into this spacecraft just to see what it was like. It's absolutely tiny. You barely have room to move. So the idea of being trapped in this thing, it's a bit like a tin can, just circling around the Earth. It's quite cold. You have got no food, no water, no nothing. But the most amazing thing was the way in which both Ahad and his mission commander, Vladimir Lyachov, really brushed aside just how frightening and stressful this must have been. They told us that they told each other lots of jokes on the way round. And it was really only when they actually landed back on Earth that it hit both of them just how close they'd come to dying.
Jenny Norton is the producer for the BBC documentary, The Spaceman of Afghanistan. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
You can see part one of that documentary. We have the video at PRI.org.